He spoke, and all then took the oath which he required. And after they had sworn and ended all their oath, once more revered Telemachus spoke out among them. "Stranger, if heart and daring spirit tempt you to meet the man, be not afraid of any of the Achaeans, for he shall fight the crowd who strikes at you. I am the host. The princes too assent, Antinous and Eurymachus, both honest-minded men." He spoke, and all approved. Meanwhile, Odysseus gathered his rags around his waist and showed his thighs. So fair and huge, and his broad shoulders came in sight, his breast and sinewy arms. Athena, drawing nigh, filled out the limbs of the shepherd of the people, that all the suitors greatly wondered, and glancing at his neighbor, one would say, "Iris will soon be no more Iris, but catch a plague of his own bringing. So big a thigh the old man shows under his rags." So they spoke, and Iris' heart was sorely shaken. Nevertheless, the serving man girt him and led him out, forcing him on in spite of fears. The muscles quivered in his limbs. But Antinous rebuked him and spoke to him and said, "Better you were not living, loud-mouthed bully, and never had been born, if you quake and are so mightily afraid at meeting this old man, one broken by the troubles he has had. Nay, this I tell you, and it shall be done. If he shall win and prove the better man, I will toss you into a black ship and send you to the mainland, off to King Echetus, the bane of all mankind, and he will cut your nose and ears off with his ruthless sword, and tearing out your bowels, give them raw to dogs to eat." So he spoke, and a trembling greater still fell on the limbs of Iris. But into the ring they led him, and both men raised their fists. Then long-tried royal Odysseus doubted whether to strike him so that life might leave him as he fell, or to strike lightly and but stretch him on the ground. Reflecting thus, it seemed the better way lightly to strike, for fear the Achaeans might discover it was he. So when they raised their fists, Iris struck the right shoulder of Odysseus. But he struck Iris on the neck below the ear and crushed the bones within. Forthwith from out his mouth the red blood ran, and down in the dust he fell with a moan, gnashing his teeth and kicking on the ground. The lordly suitors raised their hands and almost died with laughter. But Odysseus caught Iris by the foot and dragged him through the doorway until he reached the courtyard and the opening of the porch. Against the courtyard wall he set him up aslant, then thrust a staff into his hand, and speaking in winged words he said, "Sit there a while, and scare off dogs and swine, and do not try to be the lord of strangers and of beggars while pitiful yourself, or haply some worse fate may fall upon you."